Here's another good question that I would like to ask you. It's from a fellow named Mark Edwards. He asks, why have you only focused on the interior contemplative spiritual practices when many other spiritual traditions, the sacramental traditions, the collective traditions of social service, the behavioral traditions of devotion, hatha yoga, sacramental family life, the artistic spiritual traditions of calligraphy, music, etc., can be so beautifully and easily explained and presented within the collective and behavioral domains of your model? He thinks that the exoteric traditions should get more play
Right.
with you.
Yeah, I think he's exactly right, and he's himself doing writings that are addressing that lack. And I think he's, from what I've seen, he's doing a very good job of it. One of the things that I tend to focus on are the hard theoretical issues that there aren't a lot of good. I tend to focus on some of the hard theoretical issues that need attention, let's say, the difficult issues. And once I come up with something that at least appears to be a solution or is a first approximation, then I tend not to be as interested. I tend to move on to the other tough issue.
Sure.
So in this case, what he's talking about, precisely because all those things that Mark mentioned do fit my model,
It's not a big deal for you
it's
to
not a
have to
big deal for me,
struggle with
right?
it.
Because then people can come and they'll see the obviousness as this gentleman has, and then he's gone and he's done terrific work. That's what I hope people will do, is they'll come in, they'll go, ah, got it, got the outline, got the framework, and then
Right.
they can go in and do this extraordinary, important work.
Like
Now,
enlightenment.com wants to do with transformational techniques on the web.
that's right.